AI-generated videos seem to be everywhere these days, and some of them are pretty hard to spot. But do not despair. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has been talking to experts, and he's got a few tips for how to identify AI videos. He's with us now. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Lauren.
So a lot of people over this holiday weekend probably have relatives and friends showing them these videos, and they're wondering, is that real? Is that AI? Just how hard is it to tell these days?
It is really, really tough to spot these AI slop videos. I spoke to Hani Farid, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who studies manipulated media, and he told me this.
I do this every day, and I've been doing it for a long time, and it's really hard. It's really hard.
And to give you a sense of really how hard it is, Lauren, how about we look at a video together?
Yes, I'm game. Let's
all go. Right. All right. So I have sent you this one. It's an altercation between a New York City police officer and two ICE agents.
Okay, so I'm clicking on this video. I'm looking for, like, extraneous shadows or extraneous limbs that don't fit. I don't see that.
Extra limbs or something, extra fingers
yeah,
maybe.
But the building, the scene behind them looks normal. I'm going to say, yeah, this is legitimate.
Well, have I got news for you? This is AI generated.
No.
But you shouldn't feel bad because a guy named Jan LeCun, who heads research on AI for Meta and is considered one of the fathers of AI, actually posted this on his social media feed, seemingly not realizing that this was AI slop. So you are in very good company. This stuff has gotten so good. You can't look for missing limbs anymore, you know. What gives this away, actually, according to the experts I spoke to, is think about the situation, right? Like, you have a cop publicly yelling at ICE officers, and then somebody with a camera is just standing, like, 2 feet away, calmly filming the whole thing.
Right.
Like, how likely is that to be real? And I think that's the sort of context clues that people are starting to say you need to be looking for when you look at these videos.
So should I be assuming everything I see online is fake?
Actually, no. In some ways, it's more dangerous to assume everything's fake. And I'll tell you why. I spoke to someone named Colina Coltai. She's an investigator with an open source research group called Bellingcat. And what she does is analyze things like bystander videos of ICE raids. She says if everyone starts assuming those videos are fake, society will be in real trouble.
I mean, I think that's one of the bigger risk when it comes to this kind of content, right? It's not the risk that someone's going to believe a fake video, but that people won't believe real videos.
And this actually has a name. It's called the liar's dividend, because if everyone assumes everything's fake all the time, then guess who comes out on top? It's people who are dishonest, because they can just say that video of them doing the horrible thing, that was all made up. It was AI. Like, it's not real. And so accountability becomes very, very difficult in a society where everyone thinks everything's fake all the time.
So, Jeff, it's important that we at least try to discern what's fake and what's not. Mm-hmm. How can I at least try to spot these AI videos?
So we already talked about the context. There's some other easy stuff to look at. One is just the length of the video. AI videos for now tend to be pretty short because it takes a lot of computing and electricity to make them. Farid says that's a really useful thing to check.
When you see these little bite-sized videos, it's a good indication that maybe you should take a breath.
Of course, sometimes people make longer videos, but they do that by stitching the short ones together. So usually once you get a feel for it, you can find them. Finally, all kinds of videos, it's good to look at not just the video itself, but what's going on around it. So AI videos have watermarks sometimes that you can see. Often the accounts, you'd be surprised, they'll actually say that they post AI-generated imagery. The comments can help too. People often flag in the comments that something's AI. And then similarly, real videos will appear in a different sort of feed. It'll be like a real person's account that won't just be, I don't know, cute cat videos, or it'll be a community group for a location. And then they're often picked up by news outlets. So the last thing you can do is just, you know, check the news or wait a couple hours and check the news if it's something really big.
Great advice.
So, okay, you want to take one last shot at with one more video?
I think I'm ready. One more. Let's see if I can do it this time.
I think you can. Go ahead and check this next video I sent you.
Okay, so I'm clicking. It looks like, is that a kangaroo? Is that a moose, a deer? It's not a kangaroo. It's a donkey, and it's eating some popcorn in a movie theater. So I'm using the tools that you've just told me about. I don't see a watermark. I see a timestamp on the top. It says 9:08. Reasonable time for a donkey to go into a movie theater, perhaps. Maybe the evening showing. It doesn't look too obvious. Like, I'm not seeing the donkey.
It's a moose, camera by the angle, way, Lauren. It's a moose.
Oh, is it a moose? Gosh. So, but I'm not seeing the moose, like, up close. You know, this looks like security cam footage. So, again, risking being duped again, I'm going to say this is legit.
You are 100% right. Congratulations. Ugh. You did it just exactly as you should. It does look like where a security camera would be. The moose isn't in the center of the frame. It's sort of off to the side eating the popcorn. So, yes, great work.
That's NPR's Jeff Brumfield. Thanks for this info. Thanks for the tutorial, Jeff.
Sure thing. And if listeners want to try this at home, we have a quiz we posted on npr.org. Take your best shot.